This is Dakota Datebook for October 27th. Eleanor McGurran never had a teddy bear as a child. Born in 1918 on a farm near Leonard, North Dakota, she became a teacher after college, and around 1945 she bought her first teddy bear in Fargo, adding a few more over the years without much thought. Eleanor taught elementary school and music. In 1947, she became the first teacher of the Brown Quadruplets, the first surviving set of quadruplets born in North Dakota. After marrying Mac McGurran in 1951, she taught in North Dakota and Minnesota before moving to Oregon in 1957, where she continued her career. Her passion for teddy bears began in 1976 after seeing a display at Oregon State University. By 1978, she had 50 bears. Running out of space, she displayed them at a local museum in Monmouth, Oregon, then bought a travel trailer to house her growing collection. In 1980, she purchased a small house and opened the Bear Den Museum. Every Friday, visitors could enjoy her collection of over 1,500 bears free of charge. By 1984, she had spent more than $5,000, nearly $16,000 in today's dollars, on bears, and the museum drew about 2,000 visitors each year. Eleanor also shared her bears with the community, donating to children in hospitals and traveling to schools, libraries, and clubs with a selection of bears. Her collection ranged from a bear less than an inch tall to Tiny Tony, a 7-foot giant. She had bears from Peru, Israel, the Philippines, China, Sweden, and Germany. Her most expensive was a limited edition Stife teddy bear purchased for $150 in 1980. Concerned about the future of her collection, Eleanor arranged for its preservation. On this date in 1985, the Fargo Forum announced the delivery of more than 1,000 of her bears to Bonanzaville, USA, a history museum and village in West Fargo that had just added a 1,900-square-foot wing. The teddy bear exhibit opened in 1986. Eleanor kept a few favorites, including her $150 Stife bear. Eleanor McGurran passed away in 2003 at the age of 85. Her headstone is engraved with a teddy bear. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Trista Razor Sturza. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.